That was my Breaking Bad intro.
I thought you were doing like a game show intro.
No.
Cool. Hello, and welcome to this special Patreon episode of I Hate Your Movie. As a special event, we are quizzing each other on our favourite TV show/films, and the winner gets to inflict a film upon the other one. Even more so than usual. We've gone very extreme in our choices, which we'll talk about later. But
should we not talk about it up front?
No, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Because people know the stakes.
Okay.
If I win, we're going to watch the movie Quigley with Gary Busey being drunk on set. Meant to be like this family-friendly film, but it's hilariously cheap and terrible.
And if I win, Dan will be watching Little Nicky. Because he hates Adam Sandler with a passion.
I really do.
It'd be really interesting to see, because I watched The Waterboy recently, which, when I was younger, I loved The Waterboy. I thought it was a hilarious film, and it's so offensive. I watched it recently. Oh my God, it's bad. Like, you would never get that released today.
That's what everyone says to me, is that, oh, early Adam Sandler is good. But I bet a lot of those people didn't watch those movies.
Yeah. If you watch them now, it'd be bad.
I can imagine that they might not be as straight of an advertisement like his recent films.
An advertisement?
Yeah, like Jack and Jill is just an advertisement.
For what?
Everything. Coke. Have you not seen that famous picture when they're like at the cinema and they have like Coke bottles and is like perfectly centered on the Coca-Cola? No. And then, or when meet the sister at the airport and then the whole scene, all you see is Turkish Airlines. Or when a movie just stops to have an advertisement where they go on this Caribbean cruise line, it changes into basically an advert of beauty shots of this cruise line.
Okay.
Or when Adam Sandler works on a marketing agency for Dunkin' Donuts, and they have to say Dunkin' Donuts about 150 million times in the movie. Anyway.
Okay.
So, rant over.
So Dan's really going to enjoy Little Nicky. So the things we've chosen. I have chosen to be quizzed on the MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Dan,
I will be quizzed on Sex and the City, my favourite TV series of all time.
Breaking Bad will be Dan's questions.
Oh, fine, I guess.
So, this is going to be over two episodes. So this episode, I will be quizzing Dan on Breaking Bad. Feel free to play at home. If you think I've got any of the questions wrong, then tough. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I've Googled them extensively.
And then feel free to watch Quigley later with us.
We should live tweet Quigley.
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Right, without further ado. So there are 27 points to play for.
Whoa.
Yep. 27 points, perfectly round number. Uh-huh. That definitely wasn't just because I got bored of Googling different quizzes. And right, so question number one. Which year did Breaking Bad first air? So I've tried to keep most of my questions within like what happens in the show. There are three questions that aren't that, and so this is one of them. Would you like options? Is it fair to give you options?
I think I know.
Okay.
And you know what's helpful is the writing strike, Hollywood writing strike of 2007.
Okay.
That's why the first season was short.
Okay.
So I would say 2007.
2007. You were very close, but you are incorrect. It was 2008.
Okay. Fuck. Oh, shit.
To be fair, that is one of the harder questions. But this was surprising to me. So a little hint for the answer there. How many Emmys did Breaking Bad win?
Are you joking?
I
he said that.
I promise you, the rest are going to be easy. But I left this one in because I, when I was looking up quizzes, this really surprised me. I thought it would be a much different number than it is.
So you probably thought it would be more.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say maybe Bryan Cranston Definitely won one. I think I saw Aaron Paul winning as well. So maybe two, three. Oh, I would guess six.
Six, okay. So you were right the first time. It's definitely won one. That's it. It's won one Emmy.
Was it Bryan Cranston?
I have no idea.
It's probably him, yeah.
But that amazed me. It's like the most popular show ever, apart from Game of Thrones.
It is pretty crazy, yeah.
And it was such good writing. It's not like Game of Thrones where it's fantasy and, yeah, like, you can see fantasy and sci-fi, they always get left aside with, like, award ceremonies and that. But something like this that's, like...
It was one of the first prestige shows.
Okay, so on to the easier questions now. Right, so here we go. What was the name of the company that Walter White sold his share in before they became a multi-million dollar company?
Grey Matter.
Yes, correct. Yes. Once I haven't updated what you've got wrong and what you've got right.
Those bullshit questions. And then you lulled me into a sense of confidence because you said that you basically got easy questions.
Cool, right, okay. You know, from now on, the next 24 points are up for grabs.
Yay.
What is Jesse's nickname when he's cooking on his own in season one?
Oh, it's like a cereal thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like a name of a cereal. Cap'n Cook.
Yeah, yeah, nice. I didn't think you were going to get it. You were...
Because I thought, in my head it was Captain Crunch, and I just knew that's something else. What flashed before my eyes was his license plate, is Captain Cook.
Yeah, so that was going to be another question as well.
Oh, whoops.
It might still be. Okay, right. So, still sticking with the early season, what nickname does Jesse give the RV that he first buys with Walt?
The RV has a nickname.
The RV has a nickname. Just don't mind me. I'm just writing in right or wrong to see.
The stinker? I don't know.
The crystal ship.
I don't remember this at all.
Do you not?
No.
No, okay. I don't either.
Weird. I wrote down I'm wrong, yeah.
I already wrote down you're wrong. By the look on your face from when I asked you the question. Okay, right. So, this one is one I would get, so I'd be disappointed if you didn't. So, Gus Fring's super meth lab is underneath a warehouse. What does that warehouse specialize
in?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. See?
You don't even have to say the full question.
Are you ready?
Always.
Who did Walter Jr. call after being arrested for trying to buy beer underage?
Oh, Uncle Hank.
It was Uncle Hank. The question in the quiz was, like, what does Hank think is not cool when he receives a call from Walter Jr.?
It's not cool that he didn't call his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I changed the question. It made it a bit easier, really. Cool. So I'm going to try and word this a bit differently. Walter White hires someone who can make people disappear. What is the business that serves as a front?
Vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, it is, yeah. See, I told you they were easy. All yeah, right. See, the first two were like, you know.
I don't know when I got 1 year wrong.
Yeah, that was disappointing. You were so close. So, I think if it was written in 2007, that it would have been filmed in 2007, released in 2008.
Yeah.
It probably was written in 2007. Okay. Being frustrated after failing to get into his family's house with a mealtime peace offering, what does Walt throw on the roof?
A pizza.
Yeah.
And that was an outtake.
Was it?
Did you not know that?
No.
That's not meant to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
So what happened? Was he just like...
You can almost see him crack up because they cut so quick away. He was just meant to throw the pizza at the door.
Okay.
And then just flew out and it flew on the roof. You can see the millisecond they cut out, he's about to crack up.
But there's like an iconic thing where the camera's above the roof.
Yeah, they wrote that in.
Oh, did they?
They wrote that in, yeah. As an extra. Extra point for fun fact.
No. I'm not watching quickly. I will be watching quickly, but I'm not watching quickly. What did Walt use to poison a child?
Ooh. Ricin.
No.
No, wait. Oh,
first answers only.
Can I? Lily of the Valley.
It is Lily of the Valley.
Can I get a point for that?
You can get half.
Because, like...
You can get half a point for that.
No, come on. I wanted to react. You said poison.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's Tuco. That's Ricin. Mm-hmm. And no, it's the child says Lily of the Valley.
Yeah. I would have got that wrong. Half a point.
No.
First answers only. I'm going to regret that on my quest. Walt and Jesse kill two rivals. Walt decides to dispose of one of the bodies in acid, but Jesse's error causes it to go horribly wrong. What did Jesse do wrong?
He didn't buy the... I'll tell the whole answer.
just in case.
He didn't buy the plastic with the triangle on it that indicates that... what's the word?
Safe for acid.
Safe for acid. So he put the guy in the bathtub, and they ate through the bathtub, and the guy corpse, what was remained, is just splattered on the ground floor.
Yeah, why did it stop there? That's what I didn't understand when I was watching it.
Well, I think Mythbusters did it, and it realistically barely ate through the bath as well.
Okay.
So, because it absorbs so many things, it'll not effective at some point.
What is the name of the car wash that Walter A1. And...
A1. It is A1 something. Have an A1 day. Well, is there something else? A1 car wash? Car wash A1? Oh, shit. No.
I'm not writing anything. Don't worry about it.
What am I missing?
It's A1A car wash.
Oh, A1A.
Mm-hmm. Have an A1A day.
No, they don't say that.
I don't know.
They just say, have an A1 day.
Everything I looked up said it's called A1A car wash.
I refuse to believe this.
You can, yeah, you can ask the producer if you like. I'll
ask the producer once we're done. That doesn't feel right to me.
What does Walter White buy to help him remember where he buried his money in the final season?
Lottery ticket with location codes.
Yeah.
Quite clever.
It's longitude and latitude.
Yes.
Yeah. I would lose that lottery ticket, though.
He put it on the fridge.
This one's quite interesting. I found it quite interesting anyway. Which character never meets Jesse Pinkman for the entire show's run?
Ooh, that's a thinker. Okay. No, he does. He does. Well, I should run through my thinking, right?
Okay.
At first I was thinking Gus.
Gus meets
Gus Jesse, meets sure. him, yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, storylines that are almost exclusively Walter's, as the Gus stuff. And then there's the Hector Salamanca.
Walter? Oh, yeah. Walter,
yeah. So I'm thinking of his kind of storylines.
Story arc, yeah.
Yeah. It's Hector Salamanca, but no, there is that scene where the FBI and he shits himself in front of Jesse. The one we're looking for is the major character.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you?
I do.
Go on.
It is Marie.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No. Walter White Jr. never meets Jesse Pinkman in entire series.
Does Marie meet Jesse?
Cool. Getting into the business end now. Another one outside of what goes on in the show. How many episodes of Breaking Bad were aired?
Ooh, fuck. You're an asshole, did you know that?
Fuck you.
Let me have a guess. 60-something.
Ooh. Shall I give you options? Is that fairer?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've got options in mind. So. Okay, so your options are 61,
no, not that.
62, or
65.
62. Why were you so sure it wasn't 61?
I don't know. In my head, the number was 67.
Well,
I don't know why, but it was. So I was thinking the closer we are to that.
I intentionally put 61 and 62 together. Supposed to throw you off.
Oh, okay.
Because whenever you do multiple words, you do the one that's like completely out there.
Yeah,
I know. Cool, right. So your assumption that Marie is a major character comes into play here. So I've already helped you out a little bit there. Right, you ready for this? Which characters from season 1 survived till the end?
Marie.
Oh, I've lost everything. And I've deleted everything.
Well, I win by default then.
Okay. Yep.
Marie.
Yep.
Saul Goodman. Skyler. Lord Jr. Steve Gomez.
Saul Goodman isn't on my list.
He's quite a major character. He had the whole series of them.
Well, it's a prequel. Did he survive to the end?
Yeah.
Did he definitely?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, because he wasn't in season 1. That's why he's not on the list.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ooh, 8 from season 1. What the fuck? Okay, so what did I say? Marie, Mm-hmm. Skylar, Wall Jr., Jesse. Season one. Who was in season one? Barely anyone.
Two of the people, I'll give you a little hint. Two of the people on my list, I don't particularly remember them being major characters. They do play an important part towards the end, but you got these two, I'd be very surprised. If anyone gets these two, I'd be very surprised.
Is it Walt's neighbor, Betty?
No.
There is a character. Okay, so what happens in season one? Season one, they start cooking. He's in the...
Do they?
Yeah. Is one of the head teacher... just forgot her name. Okay, no. Not that. Crazy Eight dies. Domingo dies. Ooh. Skinny Pete.
Yep. That is correct.
Badger.
Yep, also correct. That's another two. So you've only got two left to go, and it's the two that I don't think anyone's going to get.
Okay, let me think. That was my let me think dance.
I am going to have to rush you on the answer.
Oh! I really want to get it.
I give you five.
No!
Four. Three.
Can you give me a hint?
I have given you a hint. Three, two, one. Elliot and Gretchen Schwartz.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I wouldn't have got that because when I went through season one in my head, I skipped their episode completely.
Yeah, see, again, they're not really that much of a big player throughout. But no. That last few episodes where he's setting up his family,
they
play a major role in that. So
it
is, they're there or thereabouts. But yeah, 6 out of 8, that's impressive. I hope I get that many on my multiples.
How are we in the quiz? Where are we?
We have 4 left to go.
Oh, shit. My Quigley chances are slipping.
Cool, right. So I think this might be an easy one. I don't remember it, but it seems to be in a lot of the quizzes. What possession does Walt leave on a payphone in the series finale?
What possession he leaves on a payphone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to read your face. Because I kind of remember something, but not really.
There is an in-depth answer, but I will accept what it is.
Wait, say the question again.
What possession does Walt leave on a payphone in the series on the series finale?
I remember the mobile phone, but then no, that's not. He leaves his watch.
Correct.
And I don't remember why exactly. Is the watch that Jesse gives him?
Yeah, that was the full answer. His 31st birthday gift from Jesse, a Tag Heuer watch.
Yeah.
Nice. Well done. That was touch and go.
Yeah.
It's when you did the motion that like you held your wrist like it was a watch. I was like, not looking. Cool. 3 more to go.
I can't wait for you to mime Avengers things.
Swinging hammers.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What are the last words spoken in the series?
Does that include the song that it plays out?
That includes
my
the song.
Baby blue. Do, 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 do. I think it is. Good question. So Jesse says, do it yourself. That might be one. Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe after that, he gets the phone call of Lydia. And she's like, you know that stevia shit. You've been slipping. Ah, that's the thing. I'm not sure which comes first. So he goes in. Does he say anything on his own? I don't think so. He just fondles his chemical equipment.
Is this when he's been shot?
So yeah, he sets up this automated turret thing.
Yeah.
And it kills most people. And then the very end, Lydia calls him. You remember Lydia?
I don't.
There's one of the ladies they were working with who's been an asshole and wanted to kill Walter. And Walter tells her that he slipped ricin into her stevia and she's gonna die.
Okay.
And then, but I'm not sure which comes first. This comes first or the Jesse one comes first? Dramatically, it would make sense if the Jesse one comes later. So Jesse, he gives Jesse the gun and Walter says, yeah, do it, kill me.
Okay.
And Jesse's like, I'll stop doing what you tell me, do it yourself. So I'm gonna guess that.
Your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, unfortunately, no.
Is it My Baby Blue?
No, it's Well, Goodbye, Lydia.
Oh, it's Lydia! Fuck! Fuck. And I thought the whole scene is just two different things. Or I was placed. Half a point.
No, not at all. I don't know which way round to do these last two questions. One's a very obvious final, but then one's quite entertaining.
Do the entertaining last.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so what year did the show end?
2013.
Yes, it was.
See, I know that better than when it started.
Okay, and this may be another multiple choice question that I may have to give you, but how many times does Jesse use the word bitch during the entire run of the show?
I'm going to research a harder MCU quiz.
So, would you like multiple choice? Would you like? I think multiple choice is fair, because otherwise you'd never know.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. 51, 54, or 57?
54.
Yeah! Well done!
I've never gotten that. Can we research those two things? The A1A?
You can, but I think...
I don't remember A1A. I remember A1.
While you're doing that, I'm going to tally up your points.
Okay. Oh, it is A1A. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure they say A1 car wash. Have an A1 day.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, you wanted to know if Marie Schrader ever met Jesse.
Yeah. Ah, fuck.
Do they?
Yeah, they meet.
Ah, shit.
Oh, balls.
Yeah,
that's at the very end.
Would you like to know the results?
Yeah.
Out of a possible 27 points, you've got 18. All right. I think that's a good result. I'd be happy with that result.
I'm not happy with that result. I thought I was Breaking Bad genius.
You got a lot of ones that I didn't think you'd get. I wouldn't have got the watch, even if I was a Breaking Bad fan. Cool. Right. So that is the end of the results of this part of the thing, including that massive dead air where we were googling stuff.
Say my name.
Bitch.
I was hoping you'd say Quigley. Yours is so much easier, I can't believe.
I don't think it will be. I think, like, when I was putting the questions and answers together, it looks easy because you can see it and you know the answer and you remember it. And plus, you know, Breaking Bad ran for 5 years, whereas the MCU's been running for like 12-15 years by this point, so I have a lot longer to remember as well.
Yeah, but a lot simpler movies. Not about how many times a person says bitch is constantly saying it.
You got that right. He actually, 54 was low. I was surprised it was only 54.
Yeah, I bet he says yo like 1,000,000,000 times. Guess where I got that from. Yo.
Anyway, thank you for listening to this week's episode. Next week, I will be quizzed on the MCU.
We are waiting for a week.
You know,
we're not recording it
definitely
right away.
Definitely not happening 20 minutes from now. In the meantime, I'm sure Dan's going to make his quiz much, much harder for me.
Yes. And
thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And please, I know it's Patreon, so they can't really like and subscribe and shit.
They can rate us on Spotify and
okay.
iPod.
But they know because we're not releasing the Patreons on Spotify. It's only on...
Like us on YouTube. Do whatever you have to do.
Yeah, do whatever you have to do to share what we're chatting about.
Except don't share this link because this is private.
Yeah.
Do everything except that. We're good at this.
Right. Shut it down.
Just fuck it all.